Well, Mr. Spackman, how did you come to hear Professor Jack's broadcasts?
At the particular time, I had a permit to operate a valve receiver. For that, one had to get this special permit. We had to pass an examination, and we had to have references from the police, if I remember right. And, of course, at those times, there was no broadcasting or anything like that. We used to listen to the ships transmitting in Morse code by spark transmission. Occasionally, we would hear arc transmitters. And on one occasion, I was listening round one night, and out of the blue, I heard music. I was totally unaware of the fact that Dr. Jack existed, but he was speaking, and I gathered from his speech that he was transmitting test transmissions. It was all speech from the University of Otago. Later on, I heard him on successive evenings talking to Mr. Bell and then to Mr. Orbell. Mr. Bell I knew to be Mr. Frank Bell, and Mr. Orbell I knew to be Mr. Jack Orbell of Christchurch.
Where were you at this time?
I was in Auckland.
And what sort of strength and what sort of quality did you get on these signals?
Well, they were audible. I cannot remember. Of course, this is a long time ago. They were quite audible. As far as quality is concerned, they probably sounded pretty terrible, but they sounded marvellous in those days, of course.
Were these experiments creating any sort of a stir at all among people generally?
No, I don't think the great majority of the people even knew they were going on.
How much later than this, then, did public interest start to awake? Was it a gradual thing?
Yes, it was gradual. I think the awakening of, as far as Auckland was concerned, the awakening of personal interest started when Bob Burrell and Charlie Forrest set up a small broadcast transmitter in the Strand Arcade in Queen Street, Auckland. This was a small, low-powered DeForest set, and they made broadcast transmissions on that set. Now, that's the first music that I ever heard over the air. And they tried to stimulate interest in Auckland with the object, of course, of selling radio equipment.
Now, I just wanted to ask a more technical question about valves. Valves would still be rather a novelty in New Zealand at this time, I take it.
Yes, there are very few valves that were available. Actually, you couldn't purchase a valve in New Zealand. I got a permit to operate a crystal set. Then I applied for a permit to have a valve set. And to do that, as I said before, I had to pass this examination. And then I ordered the valve from England. I ordered it from a firm in England who supplied model engineers and enthusiasts, Gammages and Co. And in due course, the valve arrived in New Zealand. It was the first valve I'd ever seen in my life. I knew nothing about it. And fortunately, I connected it the right way round the first time, because I didn't even know there was a wrong way round, and it worked. A Marconi V24 valve.